Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, much of the Yosef story comes to an end. After so much drama, Yosef finally reveals himself. It's in an incredibly powerful moment. Yosef tells his brothers in Perek Memhei, Pasuk Gimel. He says, Ani Yosef, ha'od avichai, I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive? And the Torah continues, the Pasuk continues, V'lo yachlu echav la'anososo, ki nivhalu mipanav. His brothers couldn't answer him because they were terrified, they were astounded in front of him. It's an incredible thing. The brothers were dumbfounded. They couldn't speak. One can only imagine the mix of emotions that ran through their heads at that very moment. They were relieved. On the one hand, they were embarrassed. They must have been very scared. This powerful man who now is their brother, what's he going to do to them? And on, the emotions overtook them, and they could not say one word back to Yosef. And the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah and Parshat Tzadi Gimel tells us of another powerful emotion that they experienced. The Medrash says, in the name of Abba Cohen Bardala, he says the following, Oy lanu miyoma din, oy lanu miyoma tochacha, woe is us, says the Medrash, on the day of judgment in 120 years, woe is us, on the day of tochacha, from the day of rebuke, the day of judgment. The Medrash says that if the brothers could not respond to Yosef, one of the youngest of the brothers, if they were terrified from his rebuke, how do you think each and every one of us is going to feel in 120 years when we are brought before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and when we are rebuked for our actions? That's the Medrash. And many Mefarshim ask the obvious question, what rebuke? What tochacha? What rebuke did Yosef give the brothers? All he said was, I'm Yosef. That's not rebuke. Of course, they were embarrassed. Of course, they were uncomfortable. But that's not rebuke. So why would the Medrash say that if the brothers couldn't respond to Yosef's rebuke, we're not going to be able to respond to Hashem's rebuke? Different Mefarshim offer beautiful explanations. If you'd like to hear one of those explanations, please WhatsApp me privately. But for this brief FMT, I'd like to share a beautiful explanation of this Medrash. From the Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, he's a Rav and Talmud Chacham in New York. This is found in the first volume of his Sefer Shemen HaTov. Says Rav Weinberger Shlita, in 120 years, when we are brought before the Beis Din Shel Mala, everything that goes on in this world is going to then become crystal clear. No more confusion. We will have a perspective that is unclouded by the physical world where we find ourselves now. And in that clarity and in that lucidity, we will see very clearly, let atar panui minei. We will see that nothing but nothing in this world is disconnected from Hashem. There isn't a grain of sand that is separate from Hashem. There isn't a blade of grass that isn't infused with Kedusha. And we will see, with this new perspective, we will see all of the opportunities, all of the opportunities that we squandered, Chas v'Shalom, to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Everything is holy. Everything is connected to Hashem. And I didn't see that. That piece of bread was an opportunity to wash, to make brachos, to eat, to bench. And I missed the opportunity. It looked like a regular piece of bread. And it wasn't a regular piece of bread. It was right in front of my face. And I didn't see it for what it really was. There was that shekel in my pocket. I could have given it tzedakah, but I missed the opportunity. It looked like an ordinary shekel, but it was an opportunity to do a mitzvah. That I was an opportunity to do a mitzvah with. And I missed it. It was right there and I missed it. And on and on and on. We knew that our shul was holy. We knew that our base medrash was holy. But I didn't see all the incredible opportunities in the supermarket for a Kiddush Hashem. I didn't see all of the opportunities in the mall to do a mitzvah. I didn't see all of the incredible opportunities in the office to do a chesed. It was all right there, right in front of my eyes. And I missed it. That is indeed a very daunting rebuke that we will all receive. And that is exactly what Yosef told the brothers. Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. I have been standing in front of you all this time. We've talked together. We've eaten together. I've accused you of this and I've accused you of that right here, right in front of you. I was right in front of you all this time and you didn't even notice. You didn't take the time. You didn't spend the mental energy to see what was right in front of your face. That is the rebuke that Yosef said to the brothers according to the Shemin HaTov. And it's rebuke to all of us as well. We too must look around now and grab every hidden opportunity in the world. Everywhere we look, everywhere we go, all of these are opportunities to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Have an amazing day, everyone.